The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Always great to speak to Karen Gregg. And Karen, first of all, the fixtures have finally been released publicly. You've probably known what they're going to be for a couple of weeks. So what's it like when you finally get the draft through initially?
It's exciting, really, because I think you look at it and obviously the opening weekend is always like, what's that going to look like? Who are we going to play? That's where you really kind of want to set your stall and show that, you know, you mean business, as I'm sure every single team does. So, you know, that's always the one that you kind of have a look out to. And I think as well, you're always looking around your doubleheader weekends. What do they look like? Because, you know, they can be really tough. So, yeah, just getting eyes on it and just being able to really focus in and make sure that you're planning your season and your training sessions at the right levels at the right time, really. I think it's a good idea that the opening weekend this weekend is just a single head, you know, a single header, just one game, get it done, get in, get out. I think that's, you know, really exciting. I think the way double headers have been worked, I think the only main obviously selling point is that open weekend, and I think that's right. It can be difficult at times for teams who have the double headers on the you know, on England netball weekends where they're in central venues, because obviously we're losing revenue and things like that around tickets. So and it, you know, it's a huge expense as well to stay over. So I think it's exciting that we're in control of our fixtures, you know, and there's some really juicy double headers coming up. I think, you know, we've got a couple that will be home one night, away the next day, and you know that's going to be a challenge. But I think these things are really important, and the you're able to be able to see how your team really stands up to those challenges and the character of your team within that group, and especially when you've got new groups, new players in. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how we stand up to those tests.
As a coach as well, can you get much of an early indication of where everybody's at, or maybe not really?
I think the first games are always tough because you've probably faced the majority of the teams at some point in pre-season. But obviously, you use pre-season very differently to what the season looks like. So in pre-season, you're trying different combinations. You've probably not got your whole squad available. I know, for instance, we haven't got our whole squad available until February. So, you know, pre-season is used very differently. So that opening weekend, I think, is the first time that you're really going to get good eyes on your opposition and potentially what those coaches are thinking in terms of combinations. And, you know, I think the opening weekend last year, you know, we saw some really exciting new talent in our league. So I think that's always a good thing to see, you know, the new talent emerging, plus where players have obviously transferred over the transfer window, if they're slotting in nicely and the connections that they're building within their new team. So I don't think you can ever tell too much from it, but it gives you a good indication of where teams are wanting to push forward.
How are things going with training at the minute? Has it started up with a couple of people away on international duty, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so as I say, we won't actually get our full team in together until February, so I think after that quad series in January. So it's always a challenge, but you know, the girls that are in and around the environment are working really hard, and I think that was really important last year, going into the season that we had last year, was with the players away being on international duty, that when they actually came back and slotted in, it was seamless because we had our players at a level that were ready to step up to those players at that international level. So we've been working really hard already in our pre-season. The girls were back in the gym in an S&C program, but you can kind of call it pre-season, from the start of August. So they had a really good solid block in the gym and under our S&C coach, Dan, before we took control of them again on the court. So they're looking really good. They've been back on court since the 12th of September, so they've been back on now for a good 4 weeks. And yeah, they're firing, and they're a really good group who are pushing each other already. So I think there's a real sense of teamness, cohesiveness, but I know that there's that sense of excitement around competition as well, because we're going to have some great competition within our squad next year for positions.
Couple of questions in, but Thunder last season wasn't a fluke, was it? I mean, there would probably be times where you really had to dig in, but times when I'd suggest it was a heck of a lot easier. There's one.
You know what? it wasn't easy. There was we may have just masked it well. There was a number of challenges throughout last season. You know, like any team, you're not having full training sessions from session to session because of whether it's COVID, whether it's injuries, international, stuff like that. You know, it's really hard to gain any kind of momentum. And I think over last season for us, out of the 22 matches that we played in, we only actually had our official registered 12 twice over the season. So, you know, that was something that we had to manage and the players had to manage, and they managed it really nicely. And I think we really pitched it right last year. We got it right. The players were a fantastic group of players. They had each other's backs. They trained hard and they worked on and off the court like, you know, it was the last season of netball they were ever going to play, and we all threw absolutely everything out at it, and we were rewarded for that at the end. And you know, it's this year is going to be a tall order in terms of we've got to now back up, but we're backing up with a different squad. But it's a really young, exciting team, and I can't wait to see what we're going to be capable of putting out next year. I'm confident with the players that we've signed, and you know, we've got a real core players now of Northwest players that have come through our pathway that know what it's like to be for Manchester Thunder. We're really thinking about our future, so not just this year, not just getting over the line this year, but looking at what that looks like next year, the year after, and the year after. And I think the core of players we've brought in is exciting for us, and I think the future is definitely bright.
Tell me a bit more about the training partners you brought in.
So, yeah, we named Ruby, Harriet and Yomi last year. So you'll have had glimpses of all of them at some point last year. Yomi was in our 12 last year. Unfortunately, when we lost Delia McCormick in pre-season, we pulled Yomi up. So she's had exposure at that Super League level, which is great for her. Still, obviously, young enough to be in our pathway. So she'll be playing under-21s for us as well. A really exciting young defender, tall, rangy, quite unassuming at times. And definitely one to watch for the future. So she's been training really hard over the last 12 months and definitely deserves that place. You'll have seen Ruby and Harriet at Fast Fives last year. They were just 17 at that point in terms of their age and going into a competition like Fast Five. And yeah, they were absolutely fearless and they were exciting. And we got small glimpses of Ruby last season in our 12. And I think when you're looking at a squad and how, you know, you can make sure you've got the right balance across your 12 and across your training partners, you've got to look at, right, okay, my goal shooters, what do they look like? My goal attacks, what do they look like? My wing attacks. And I think the exciting thing for us going into next year is within our 12, across our centre court especially, we've got four or five players that can play in every single position, whether it's wing attack, centre, wing defence, and the same in our defence unit really next year. You know, we got caught out at times last year with injuries, and I think you look at our squad this year and it's like, well, how do we complement our 12 with our training partners? And Ruby and Harriet as young up-and-coming shooters, fearless shooters, will really complement. You know, we've got Lanice and Amy, and then obviously Lois, who's an out-and-out goal attack, can play wing attack, but then Nat, who can potentially switch across to goal attack as well. It was important for us that we had that goal shooter, goal attack backup within our training partner environment. So it's really exciting for them, you know, that they're not even 18 yet. So to have them in as training partners and potential opportunities to represent again in Super League is huge for them and great assets to our squad.
And Nat, Shadeen and Kerry, it's got to be one of my favourite leadership groups across the league.
Yeah, I mean, we lost, obviously, not last year, the year before, we lost Emma and Catherine, and they were obviously real big personalities in terms of our leadership team. And obviously, Eleanor and Laura stepped up last year and absolutely phenomenal of what, you know, what they were able to do with Kerry as in that leadership group. And when you're looking at leaders, it's like, you know, what kind of athletes do you need to be able to lead your team? And they have to be fearless. You have to be able to communicate with them. They have to be able to communicate with your squad. And I think Nat is so well grounded. She's a great person, both on and off the court. You know, the way she goes about her business, you can never question that. And I think we've seen what she's capable at international level in that environment. So I think that was an obvious choice for us to get Nat on board in that captaincy. And, you know, she was really excited to be asked and proud to accept. And I'm looking forward to working with her really quite nicely. Obviously, with Kerry, she's been around forever. She is part of our DNA.
Had about five or six retirements as well.
I know. She's totally over people talking about that. But yeah, I mean, you just can't ignore Kerry. You know, she knows Manchester Thunder inside and out. I've known Kerry for a long, long time. So we know what makes her tick. We know the relationship that she's got with the young players coming through and the work that she does with them. You can never, ever underestimate. And she's our ever-present at the minute. Obviously, whilst the internationals are not in, she's our ever-present. And it's really key that we have somebody in that leadership team that is there. So, you know, Kerry is undoubtedly a great option in that place. And then you look at Shadeen. She's only been with Thunder for 12 months, but what an impact she made last year. Again, such a great person on and off the court. And she's so diligent with what she does. You know, she feels like she's been at Manchester Thunder for ages, and I just think she's a great person to have around the group. And yeah, for me, with that international experience that she's got as well, I think her and Kerry as a partnership really showed some great promise last year. So to have those working with Nat is really exciting. I think we've got it right in terms of what that leadership looks like. So I'm excited to see what they can do with the group.
We are too. Who'll be joining you on the bench now that Tracy's off?
So we're not going to replace Tracy. So it'll be right. myself and Gabs. Gabs has been my assistant coach now for 5-6 years. So, you know, Gabs has been in and around the environment for a long time. She's an awesome coach. She's very diligent. And, you know, the players have a great relationship with her. Tracy's still going to be with us until she goes to Australia. So she's in Australia for a few weeks over November, and then she doesn't go out till February. So we'll have a lot of Tracy before she goes, which is great. And she'll still be in contact with us from afar, doing some performance analysis work with us still. So Tracy will still be really heavily involved.
Yeah,
so we're going to see it as a really good opportunity to potentially give some of our pathway coaches the opportunity to step up and get some CPD. If there's any specialist coaches that we decide at any one point to pull in and work with us. So I think it gives us that real flexibility around the squad to provide development opportunities and to look at some more specialist work as well. So it's exciting. I'm really proud that Tracy's got the opportunity, and I can't wait to see what she can do out there, but it's not going to change the dynamics too much at Thunder.
Really important as well, the para netball news. Important that things are inclusive for everybody, really.
Yeah, and this has been a long working project that's been going on behind the scenes now for probably near on 12 months to get this kind of off the mark. I know Domino's Netball Club have been working really hard in the area around that para netball window. So the fact that we've been able to get on board and partner, you know, and work with them, and obviously partner with Vimto, and that's huge. I love Vimto. So I'm hoping we get some bottles of Vimto out of it. That's what's in my bottle on match days, in my drinks bottle.
That's got a load of crates delivered to your house already.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping anyway. So fantastic that we can be kind of pioneers in that space and work really closely with that community in our area and really drive it forward and show that netball is for everybody, that anybody can take part. And I'm excited as to see what Katie and Rebecca, our coaches, can do in that window.
Brilliant. Karen, before you go, just manchesterthunder.co.uk for the latest news.
Yep, and our memberships are out. They've just been released. Some really good stuff around the membership. So it'd be great to have as many new members as possible. And I think our season tickets will probably be released in the coming months as well. So keep your eyes out. You know, we're looking forward to another big season and getting as many Manchester Thunder family into Bellevue as possible to support us as we look to defend our title.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcast rail.